The night shift across Australia on the Triple M radio network. Now, investing in property has made many people very rich over the journey, but you don't need me to tell you that the current property market needs, for investors, needs a bit of navigating and some strategy. So the man to give us a bit of advice on that front is Garth Davis, and he's an investment property expert. He's the founder and CEO of The Property Powerhouse, and he's on the night shift with us now. G'day, Garth.
Hi, Pat. Pleasure to be with you and with your listeners.
Great to have you here. Now, yes, investment in property, it's all a bit sort of a concern with the cost of living pressures. But, you know, as I said in the intro there, investing in property has been a good idea for a long time. Should we be waiting, I guess, is my first question for you, Garth.
So, great question, Pat. You know, when is the great time to buy an investment property? And look, the important thing for people looking to buy an investment property or get advice is to try and work with an expert that understands the whole national market and understands that we don't have one Australian property market. So in our own cities where we live, for example, if we're living in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane or Perth, our markets are doing different things at different times. So each capital city has its own cycles, and then the regions have their own cycles. And when we talk about cycles, we talk about they're going through a time of capital growth. They also go through a period of prices going sideways, and they also go through a period sometimes of price dipping or corrections on the back of a long run. So there's always a good time to look at property and invest, because an investor is not like a trader. So a trader is someone who will try and buy an asset, let's say it's property, because we're talking property here, to buy a property and try and do it up and flip it in a year or two. So that's a trader, whereas a property investor needs to be looking at a 15 to 20 year holding period, and they look to buy and hold for the long term. And property does very well over the long term, and it seems to absorb all these shocks that we get, whether it's a health issue, or pandemic, or interest rates, or this, you know, whatever's going on. Property is, it's very solid. Yes. Prepared, as long as you prepare to hold it for the long term.
Right. So if you've got a bit more of that long term focus, don't be frightened off by the current situation, because, as you say, over time things will sort of even themselves out. So, I think, and also in times of downturn, Garth, you know, there's lots of stories of people who do very well in that time too. There might be an opportunity for some of our listeners.
Absolutely. And look, like with any investment, you want to try and buy when the property is at the bottom of that cycle. All right. So we tend to hear about an asset like property doing really well when it's doing very well and it's about to peak. So it's kind of run its race. So the property clock, 12 o'clock is when it sort of absolutely hit its ceiling and will not go up any further, and it starts to come down at about 1 o'clock. Ideally, you're buying at the bottom of the cycle, which is at 6 o'clock, right at the bottom where it's been through some pain, is a little bit, it's starting to go stagnant, going sideways, and sort of buying in there. So we want to be looking all the time in the markets to see whether there's an opportunity. When markets are doing it quite tough, which is what's happening at the moment with the Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane markets, they're going through a little bit of correction there. There are people that need to sell and have to sell. And as a buyer, you may be able to pick yourself up a bargain. There's less buyers in the market, and there's going to be looking for more people to sell. So there's always a good time. It's just getting the numbers right. As an investor, you've got to be making sure the price you pay is going to work with the rental yields that you can get, and whether that property is going to be a good long-term investment for 15 to 20 years. And look, the big talking point at the moment has been around the Reserve Bank and the interest rates. So we've been hammered by 7 consecutive increases from the Reserve Bank. But as you know, Pat, the last two have been at a 0.25, and that's been sending a really good signal to the market, Pat.
We're chatting with Garth Davis about investment properties and when the best time is to purchase your investment property. Garth, am I going to get a phone call from the Reserve Bank after this saying you shouldn't be encouraging people to spend money? Don't they want us all just a bit to slow down and not spend money?
Well, look, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to rein in this inflation train. And look, what I thought was good for the market and good for the economy was the inflation data just before the Reserve Bank sat on Tuesday. So it came out recently just with higher than expected inflation figures. And the worry was that they would suddenly potentially overreact and go to a 0.5% increase. And look, I've been really impressed at the last two. I think they're thinking more medium term about not trying to overreact in the current market. In America, they've gone 0.75 again. And, you know, it just looks like it's impossible to not go into recession there in America. Whereas I think they're managing the situation much better here. They are putting it up, but they're trying to send the right signal. It's also good for business. We don't want people to completely stop spending going into the Christmas period, remembering that January and February are generally quiet times for retail and a lot of construction, a lot of industry. So I think they're sending the right message. And again, for property, what it says is, look, we've got to keep the money quite tight, but we're not going to turn off the tap completely, because we do need to have some buyers in the market. We do need to have some people that can access funding and access loans, because if we turn that tap off, then you literally turn off all the buyers and all you have is sellers.
100%. And when you say Tuesday, you're referring to, of course, Melbourne Cup Day, when the Reserve Bank made the change on that Tuesday. So, yes, they don't want to turn the tap off completely, because that leads to recession. And your point about the US, their Federal Reserve Bank, they're really jacking up interest rates. And in the UK as well, they're talking about possibly the biggest recession in living memory. So as far compared to the world market, we're doing better. But Garth, America sneezes and we get a cold. So it's also a bit of an indicator for us here if the world market's a bit wobbly. But we do have China and Asia, which are still buying all our stuff, and that might keep us afloat.
And look, the thing with property, if I look with my, I put my property cap on, which is what I'm doing here, the property withstands and has withstood all these different challenges over the times. It withstood the COVID. There were all the commentators saying property was going to drop 30% because of COVID. And we've seen what happens is the Sydney market went up 42% over that two-year period. So property is where people go when things are, they get a bit nervous and they're not sure about the investments. They tend to move it into good quality real estate. So look, property will get through this. The question is, the funding, whether the banks will, every time the interest rates go up, it makes it a little bit more harder to borrow. So what it means is people's purchasing capacities are dropping. If you were able to borrow 800,000, before interest rates started moving in March, well, that could be very different now. You may be able to only borrow for 500 or 600,000. So have a good chat to your finance broker. This is a time to really be talking to people in the know. Talk closely and regularly to your finance broker to understand what the funding is like out there. Is it a good time to get a drawdown on some equity that can just sit there and you don't have to use it, but before the credit tightens up, should we be putting some money in an offset account? And the big question coming back on the table now is, should you be looking potentially at fixed interest rates? So for a little while, that was not on the table because the rates were not attractive. But it's really important to keep talking to your finance broker. Are you getting the best rate that you can?
So do you reckon you might fix it?
Sorry
to jump in there, because I've recently gone with a variable, Garth. So maybe consider a fixed rate and refinance. Sorry, I jumped in there. But I was always under the impression that fixed wasn't as attractive as variable. But I guess you're saying with all this shift in the interest rates, maybe if you fix it, you've got some certainty.
Well, I think it's important to have the question, right? So it's very important to keep continuing having those questions with your finance broker, because there's also very much with the bank something which we refer to as the loyalty tax. So if you're with your bank and you haven't visited your interest rate for 6 months or 12 months, you get forgotten, right? You got your rate, and it's kind of like, we got the customer. They're not creating any issue. They're not asking any questions. Let them sit where they are. Whereas the new people that come in get the honeymoon rates. So if you're not asking the questions, you will just get what the bank want to give you, All right. If you're in a good position and you have a loan-to-value ratio of more than 80%, so you've got quite a bit of equity in your property, that's when you have some power. You talk to your broker, you go to the bank, you negotiate the very best rate that you can. Potentially, you refinance to another bank. Potentially, you do some split, some fixed, some variable. But it's really important to talk to the experts. So talk to your broker for finance. Keep talking to people that are experts in the property space, just to see whether there's opportunities, what the rental yields are. Vacancy rates around the capital cities at the moment are so tight. So rentals, like, for example, in Perth are just going gangbusters. The rents in Brisbane are going gangbusters. In Adelaide, even in Sydney and Melbourne, where the yields are quite low, there is a lack of rental stock. So what it tends to mean is then that you're actually getting quite good cash flow on the property.
That's right,
Even though the interest rates are going up,
there you are.
You're getting very good rental returns on the yield.
Good advice. You know, some people do stick their head in the sand, but keep talking to the people. I recently made a shift and I got a better deal. I was paying way too much because I was a long term loyalty tax. Now I'm getting the honeymoon sort of interest rate. So it's worth going through a little bit of the paperwork and all that sort of stuff. Look, I appreciate your time. That's wonderful. You know, I hope we help some people out. There is some opportunities for those who maybe have the money and can take the plunge. And, you know, good luck reading the market. And you've set that out nicely for our listeners. So thank you, Garth Davis, investment property expert, the founder and CEO of Property Powerhouse. Thanks for being on Triple M.
Thank you so much, Pat. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.